Today's shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Aleph. And we'll just remind ourselves of the machlokas that we began yesterday on Ayin Omud Beis. And we had a machlokas between Rava and Abaye about the following case. It's a little bit complicated, so we'll chazer it again quickly. So we had the case of Kotzar V'Tochan Kigrogeres. The person did Tzira and he did Tchina. He reaped something and then he went and ground up. So the shear was, we said, a kigrogeres, like a dried fig. That's the minimal shear for these things to be over. So the first time he did it twice. He's going to do a katsir and a tachina twice. The first time he did it, it was with Shigas Shabbos. He didn't realize it was Shabbos, but he knows about the malachos. The second time he did it, it was Bezadun Shabbos. He knew it was Shabbos, but he didn't realize that the malachos were usher. So in this situation, in the first case, if he just had the first case, he would have to only bring one chattas. Could accomplish for both because it was Shigas Shabbos. In the second case, he'd have to bring a separate chattas, one for the Ktsira and one for the Tchina, because each one is a separate malacha. He knew it was Shabbos, he just didn't know that each malacha was Aser. So in this situation, that would be the halacha if he did just one of the two, either the first one or the second one, but he did both over here. And now he finds out that he in fact did both wrong. So in the first situation, when he sets aside the chattas, so that chattas accomplishes for Shabbos, it can accomplish for all the chattos, for both the first Shabbos and the subsequent time that he did the Isser, knowing that it was Shabbos, but not knowing that it was the Malachos. But if he set aside a chattas for the second time that he did the sin, so then we said that the Ketzira is able, on the second one, to nullify the Chi of Chattas on the first one. But what about the Tchina that he did? So Rava held, and this is the point that we want to get to today, Ktsira, Goreres Ktsira, the second time that he did the Ktsira, which he would be chayv a separate Chattas for the Ktsira and a separate Chattas for the Tchina, so that can go back and also do an atonement for him for the first time he did the Ktsira. And when the second Ktsira is atoning for the first Ktsira, it's Ktsira, Goreres Ktsira, it can atone for the first Ktsira as well, and it schleps along, it drags along utchina she'ima. It can also atone for the first time he did the tchina. However, it doesn't atone for the second time he did the tchina, because it only is atoning for the ktsira, because that's what he brought it for. The second time he did it, he had the muchlokos, the ktsira and the tchina are separate, so therefore the second time he did it, he's only atoning for that ktsira, but it also goes back and atones for the first Ketzira, and it can drag along the first Tchina as well. That's called Ketzira, Goreres Ketzira, Utchina She'ima. However, the second Tchina, Utchina Shekenegda, B'mekoma Omed, that he still has to bring a separate Chattas for. That is Rava's opinion. Again, very important to understand, Ketzira, Goreres Ketzira, Utchina Ima, the second Ketzira can schlep along the first Ketzira, and also the first Tchina, but it can't schlep along the second Tchina. That's Rava's opinion. And Abaye Amar, no, it can even schlep along the second one. Tchina nami goreres tchina. The first Tchina can then schlep along the second Tchina, because shem Tchina achasi. Once it's atoning for Tchina, it can atone for not only the first one, it can atone for the second one. So again, very important for us to understand this, or else we won't understand the Gemara today. Let's look at it in the abstract. Person did two sets of Isurim over here. Isurim number one, that set, and Isurim number two. So we're saying now that when he did the second set, there's an A and a B. So the A in the second set can atone for the A in the first set and schlep along the B from the first set as well. But it can't schlep along the B from the second set. That's Rava's opinion. Abai's opinion is when the A from the second set atones for the A from the first set, it schleps along B from the first set, and the B from the first set can schlep along the B from the second set as well. I hope this is clear. If it's not, I'm sorry, but we have to go weiter. So Gemara says, is this really true? This concept of gerira, that it schleps it along, it drags it along, does this really apply to Rava? So Gemara says, umi yisle l'Rava gerira. Does Rava hold from this concept of schlepping it along? Voitmar, we learned elsewhere the following statement. If a person eats two kizayis of chelev, the shear for eating a kizayis of chelev is non-permissible fats, These are the fats that if it was a behema brought as a carbon, these would be brought up on the mizbeach. Those are called the non-permissible fats, called chaylev. And if you eat a kizayis of chaylev, you chayev a chatas if you ate it by accident. You chayev karis if you ate it on purpose. So this is an example. If you do an is of karis by accident, you chayev a chatas. So if a person eats a chatas, a kizayis of chaylev, he's chayev a chatas. Fine. If he eats two kizaisin, so it depends. If he ate it behelam echod, ochal shnei zeisin chelam behelam echod, he had a kizayis of chelam, he didn't realize he was doing something wrong, he thought it was permissible food, and he ate another kizayis. So he ate two kizaisin. So he only brings, in this situation, when it was behelam echod, it was with one forgetfulness, he only brings one chatos. That's clear. But what happens, the no dalo al achas mehen, he ate kizayis number one, and he ate kizayis number two, and then he finds out that kizayis number one was chaylev. Oh, he now knows he has to bring a chatos. But meanwhile, the chaz of yochol kizayis behelemo shosheni. He now eats a third kizayis over here. Now this third kizayis is no longer in helem with kizayis number one, because he now knows that he ate kizayis number one, so now this is a separate forgetfulness, but it's in the same forgetfulness as kizayis number two. He still doesn't know that he ate kizayis number two. So again, we have three kizayisim that he ate over here. He ate number one, in the same forgetfulness, he ate number two. He then finds out that he ate a kizayis of chaylev number one, and now he knows he has to bring a chatas. And then he still doesn't know that he ate kizayis number two, and meanwhile, he now eats kizayis number three. So, in this situation, Amar Rava, Rava says, hey, the carbon al-rishon, if he brought his carbon for the first chatas, first chaylev that he ate, so rishon v'sheni miskaper, that can also be miskaper for the second chatas of chaylev that he ate, because it was behelam echad. However, shlishi ena miskaper, the third kizayis of chaylev that he ate, will not be atoned for by that chatos that he brought, because it wasn't in the same helam. Now, hey, the carbon al shlishi, if for whatever the reason, he designated, he heard that he was over the third chatos, the third chaylev that he ate, the kizayis that he ate, so he says, I'm bringing a chatos for this one, so that can be mechaper for the second kizayis of chaylev that he ate. Shlishi v'sheni miskaper. However, rishon and miskaper, it can't be mechaper for the first one because that wasn't in the same helam as the third one. He knew about number three and it wasn't in the same helam as number one. So therefore, rishon and miskaper. Now, if you hold gerara, if you hold the schlepping it along, that's going to be the Gemara's question. So why doesn't it work? That will be the question. But let's finish reading this statement first. Now, hey, the carbon al insai, if he chose to bring the atonement for the second chatas, for the second chaylev that he ate, so the kizayis of chaylev that he ate, so then that was behelam with number one, and that was also behelam with number three, so niskapu kulam, so this one chatas can be mechaper for both number one and number three, as well as for number two. Now here's the Gemara's question. Abaye says, if any one of them is brought, so then it's also mechaper for the others as well. Therefore, this is clearly gerara. So Gemara says, niskapu kulam in this situation. So Abaye clearly holds that one can schlep along two, can schlep along three, or vice versa. Three can schlep along two, can schlep along one, but Rava doesn't hold that, so Rava doesn't hold gerara. Here's the kasha on the statement that we said that Rava holds gerara. Where it says, oh, you're right, Rava didn't originally hold Grora, but he heard about this from Abaye. Baso deshama mi Abaye svara. Now that he heard, in the case of Chaylev, that one can schlep along two, and can also schlep along three, so now Rava said, in the case of Akitsira and Techina, that in the second set of Yisurim, the Kitsira A can schlep along the A from the first set, the Kitsira from the first set of Yisurim, and through Gerara, it can also schlep along the first B. Ah, very good. Rava didn't know this beforehand. Abaye taught it to him in regards to the Chaylev, and Rava applied it in regards to our case of Ktsira and Techina. Gemara says, if that's so, Ihachi, if Rava in fact holds that this schlepping along principle applies, so when we say that the second Isser Ktsira atones for the first Isser Ktsira, and it schleps along the first Techina, why doesn't it also schlep along Techina Nami Tigra Techina? Why can't it then the first Techina now schlep along the second Techina as well? Once you say the Rava holds schlepping, so then it should hold schlepping the whole way through. Square says no. Gerira Islay. He holds that the first Issa can schlep along the first Issa, Kitsira can schlep along the first Issa of Techina. but I can't schlep along a second one. Gerira de gerira less light. But now the first iser of techina can't go and reschlep, so to say, another schlepping, the second iser of techina. So Rava limits it. Abaya obviously doesn't limit it. He says gerira applies. He can go on applying and applying and applying and applying. And Rava says he limits how it applies. So bottom line is over here, both Rava and Abaye, they both hold, everybody agrees that they both hold that you can have over here the two different sets of Isurim, nevertheless one Chatas can be Mechaper. So when you did the first one with Zodon of the different Isurim, but it was Shkaga on Shabbos, and the second time you did it with the Zodon of Shabbos and the Shkaga of the different Isurim, they can interact with each other, and one Chatos can be Mechaper for both. That was clear. Rav and Abaye both agreed to that. So the Gemara says, Milso de Pshita lo, Abaye the Rava. That which was so partial to Abaye and Rava, that was not so partial to Miboya le Reb Zera. Reb Zera didn't have this such clarity that this was the Halacha. And he asked the question about this. The boy Reb Zera mi Ravasi. Reb Zera asked Ravasi. That's the first Girsa that we have. Then the Gemara says, other Seva Amale, it was boy Mine Rav Yirmiyah mi Reb Zera. That actually Reb Zera was the one that knew the answer, and it was Rav Yirmiyah the one who questioned him. And what was the case? Kotzar v'tochan chatzi grogeris. If a person did ketzira and techina on only the half of a shear, the chatzi grogeris, so you would not be chayev for ketzira, you would not be chayev for techina, because you only did half of the iser. You wouldn't be chayev for chatos. Again, chatzi shear is also in the Torah, you wouldn't be allowed to do it, but you wouldn't be chayev for chatos. Now, he did it this first time when he did the half of a shear, with the principle that we talked about, B'shigas Shabbos, he didn't know there was Shabbos, but he knows that these melachos are also uzadu melachos. Fine, so this would be a half a shear that he did incorrectly. Then he goes and repeats it. V'chazar, v'kotzar, v'tochan, he did again a half of a ketzira and a half of a techina, chatzi grogeres, but this time he does it b'zadun Shabbos, the opposite. He knew it was Shabbos now, and shigas melachos, he didn't realize that he was doing a melacha of ketzira and techina. So now, in the first situation, we had a full shear, a grogeris, we said they definitely combine. But here the question is, can they combine with a half of a shear and a half of a shear? Maushi yitztarfu. Do we say they can combine in this situation or not? Now, the Gemara says, it was Rav Zera who answered to Ravasi. Ravasi answered it. Rav Yirmiyah answered it to Rav Zera. Rav Zera answered it. Whoever it was that answered as follows. Amalei, chalukin l'chatos. No, they are considered separate in regards to a chatos. Below mitzdarfin, and therefore they're not mitzdarfin. What does this mean? Chalukin lechatos. Rashi explains the Ramaskul chalukin lechatos. I have kishir lekol chad, and echad mehem miskaper b'korban habal chaveru. If he did a ketzira of a full shear of a grogeres, and then he knew that he did something wrong, and then he forgot and did another full shear of a grogeres worth of ketzira, so you couldn't combine the two. So in terms of a chatos, if there were two separate actions over here, you wouldn't combine them. As Rashi says over here, Ein echad, yihavi kashir l'kol chad, Ein echad miha miskaper b'korban haba'al chaveiro. Hilkach, lo mitztarfe. They don't combine together. If each one had a shear, then they would be separate. So therefore, you do not combine over here the zodon of Shabbos with the Shigigos Melachos, with the Zodon of Melachos, with the Shigigas Shabbos. So you don't combine them. And therefore, the Chalukin L'chatas, and therefore, V'lo Mitztarfin, and they can't combine if it's a half of a shear to make it a full shear. The case that we have, the half a shear and half a shear, since they weren't the same, they weren't both Shigigas Shabbos and Zodon Melachos, or they both weren't Shigigas Melachos with Zodon Shabbos, but they were half and half. Half was Shigigas Shabbos and half was Zodon Shabbos. Half was Shigigas Melachos, half was Zodon Melachos. So he responded, either Ravasi or was Rezeri, whichever one responded, so they said, they don't combine. So that which was partial to Abaye and Rava, they do combine, was not so partial to either Rav Asi or Rav Zera. Gemara says, really? Is that so? For kol hecho de chalukin l'chatos, anytime that we are saying that they're separate for achatos, that you don't combine them over here for achatos, as we just said, the Rav Asi or Rav Zera said that we don't combine them, so then, is that true? Lo mitztarfe, they wouldn't be able to combine to make up the shear of a grogeres. Is that true? But that's not true. We learned in the Mishnah in Krisos, the Mishnah says, Ochal chaylev v'chaylev behelam echad. If a person ate two kizaisim of chaylev, right? Two. He ate a kizaisim of chaylev, then he ate another kizaisim of chaylev, and again, it was a helam echad. It was one forgetfulness. Eino chayv alachas. That's simple, pashut, straight. Everybody agrees to that. You only chayv one chatas because it's not each chatas, it's not each kezayis that brings a chatas, it's the helim of eating a kezayis. And if you eat 10 kezayisim, it's still one helim, you only bring one chatas. However, ochal chaylev, v'dam, v'nosar, upigo, behelim echod, these are all isurim that you chayv karis for if you did them on purpose. So, if you ate the shear of chaylev, you ate the shear of dam, you ate the shear of nosar, you ate the shear of pigo, all in one forgetfulness. So these are four separate isurim. So chayv kalachas v'yachas. Then you have to bring a separate chatas for chaylev, you have to bring a separate chatas for dam, separate chatas for nosar, separate chatas for pigo. Nosar is when there's leftover carbon, you eat it past this man, and pigo is when there was an improper machshava, and the carbon is mufugal, and if somebody eats a kezayis of that, so then they're chayev karis if they ate it on purpose, and a chatas if they ate it unintentionally. So again, all of these isurim over here, you're separate isurim, and they each require their own chatas. Chayev al kolachas v'yachas. Now, zu chomer b'minin harbe mimin echad. This we see over here, if you ate four kezayisim of chaylev, you'd only be chayev one chatos if it was behelim echad, but if you ate four isurim, chaylev, dam, nosim, pigo, you chayev four chatos. So here we see that there's a chumrah, if you wish, by the four different minim versus eating the four times one of the minim. And the other way, there's also a chumrah. V'zol chomer b'min echad mimin in harbe. There is also a chumrah in regards to one of these as opposed to all four of them. What is that? Shim ochal chatzi zayis, if you ate a half of a kezayis of, let's say, chaylev, because of yochal chatzi zayis, then you ate another half a kezayis of chaylev, so mimin echad chayev. If it's the same species, they can combine. Rashi points out, they have to eat it in the toch kidei achilas pras, within the minimal amount of time that you have to eat the kezayis, and he did eat it within that minimal amount of time, so then you're chayev, even though it's a half and a half, because altogether, if it's mimin echad, you'd be chayev because you ate the shear. However, mishnei minim, if it was two minim, right now we'll understand that it's really a half of a kezayis of chaylev and a half a kezayis of pigol, then they wouldn't combine because they're not the same, and mishnei minim potter, again, potter of loss, you're not allowed to eat any of it, but you wouldn't be chayev a carbon over here if you ate it bishkaga, half of a kezayis of chaylev and half of a kezayis, let's say, of pigol. Now, where it says, vavinam bay, on that mishnah and krisus, they asked, doesn't make any sense. Would you really have to tell me I ate a half a kezayis in one helim, and it's within the toch kidei achilas pras, the share of the time, as well as the total amount was now appropriate to be chayev chatas? Would you really have to tell me that I'm chayev? Of course I am. However, why would you need to tell me that? How else would you be chayev? That's eating. You never eat the full kezayis in one gulp. You always eat a piece. If you eat the share of kidei achilas pras, you're chayev. So what's the chiddush over here? What's the Mishnah telling me that if I ate half a kezayis and half a kezayis, then I'm chayev? Of course I am. So where it says, "Omer Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Tutni." Reish Lakish said the name of Bar Tutni. Bar Tutni. Rashi says Tutni was the name of a Talmud Chacham. In any event, he said this over, and Chacham Mayaskinan, Reish Lakish explained in the name of Bar Tutni that we're talking here about Kigon Shachalo B'Shnei Tamchuyin. It wasn't just a straight half a kezayis of chaylev, half a kezayis of chaylev. Of course it'd be chayev, but it was two different types of chaylev. As Rashi says, one of these was, it was two tamchuyim. One of them was tzoli, and one of them was shaluk. One of them was roasted, and the other one was stewed. It was cooked. So therefore, it was two different dishes, two different types of chaylev. The same iser of chaylev, but cooked in different ways. One roasted, one cooked. And Rabbi Yeshua, and this is according to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, that says, if you have a half of a kezayis of roasted and a half of a kezayis of cooked, Rabbi Yeshua says, you wouldn't be chayev. Oh, so, I might have thought that I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Lekula ben Lechumra. I would have thought maybe that Rabbi Yeshua says his din, both as a leniency and as a stringency, both Lekula and Lechumra, as Rashi explains over here. When we say l'chumra, so if the person ate a kezayis of roast, and then he ate a kezayis of shaluk, so then, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he's chayev two chatos. One for eating kezayis of shaluk chaylev, and one for eating kezayis of tzoli chaylev, even though it's chaylev. But he says, since it's cooked and roasted, it's two different tamchuyin, and therefore you chayev twice. So that's what he says, l'chumra, you chayev. So I might have thought that Rabbi Yeshua says also l'kula, that you could use this. So when you ate a half of shaluk and a half of tzoli, they don't combine. Just like they don't combine l'chumra, I might have thought they don't combine l'kula as well. So the Gemara says, Kamash Balan, the Lakulalo Amar, Lachumra Amar. The Yeshua only said this Lachumra, that you'd have to bring two separate chatos if you had a kizayis of Shaluk and a kizayis of Tzoli Chalev. But Lakula, to say that they don't combine, if you had a half of kizayis of Shaluk and a half of kizayis of Tzoli, that they don't combine, that Rabbi Yeshua never said it. So that's the Chiddush over here. Reish Lakish said the name of Bartutni. That's the Chiddush over here in the Mishnah and Krisus. So Gemara says, now here's our question. The chalukin lechatos. Here they each have a separate chatos. Yet they're mitzdarif over here. Lekula they're mitzdarif. Lechumra they're not mitzdarif. But lekula they are mitzdarif. So how can you tell me that chalukin lechatos, if they have a separate chatos, they're not mitzdarif? Here they are mitzdarif. So that's the question. So Gemara answers, Amalei mar areisha masidle. You're learning this statement that Reish Lakish made over here on the reisha that it's talking about that nimin echad yuchayiv. So you're learning on the reisha, and therefore you got a problem that it's chalukin lechatos, and yet it's mitzdarif, and therefore v'kashale. However, anan aseifa masidle. We're learning Reish Lakish's statement on the seifa, and therefore there's no problem below kashalon, and therefore we don't have a problem. Why? What's the seifa? The seifa says mishnei minim potter. The question that we're asking over here is, we said that if you ate a half a kizayis of chalev and a half a kizayis of pigol, we said that you're potter. And on that we say, tzricha lemeimar, did you really have to tell me that? And on that, Omer Reish Lakish Mishum Bartutni, Reish Lakish is the name of Bartutni, lo lemi menechot, we're talking about, it was one min. However, you know what it was? It wasn't a half a kezayis of chaylev and a half a kezayis of pigol. It was a half a kezayis of chaylev that was roasted and a half a kezayis of chaylev that was shaluk. And that's what it's talking about. And that's why the chiddush was that you're potter. And li'olam minachot. It's really talking about chaylev on both of them. By my correlation, they had minim. So why is it called two minim? Like we originally thought it was chaylev and pigol. No, but it's both chaylev. So the chiddush is shachol b'shnei tamchuyin. Because it was two different types of chaylev, two different ways it was roasted and cooked, two different ways it was prepared. And this is Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, domer tamchuyin l'chalkin. Just like l'chumra. That if you ate a kezayis of shaluk and a kezayis of tzoli, you'd have to bring two chatos. They separate. The chiddush is that even lekula, they are separate. So therefore, if you ate a half a kezayis of chaylev that was roasted and a half a kezayis of chaylev that was cooked, ain't a mitzvah. And that's mishnei minim potter. And therefore, Yeshua said it, bein lekula, bein lechumra. And now we have no problem. Someone says, wait a second, if that's how you're learning it, then you still do have a problem. You're telling me over here, it says, Mishnei Minim Potter, it's talking about Chaylev, but two Tamchuis, two different ways to prepare it, return to the Amud Beis. So then, Michlal Dereisha also has to be Min Echad, V'Tamchui Echad. Then it's also talking about that it's one type of a dish, both are cooked, let's say both are Shaluk, and it's one Min, it's both talking about Chaylev. So therefore, you're saying, if you ate a Kizayis, a half a kezayis of chaylev that was cooked, with a half a kezayis of chaylev that was cooked, you're chayev. Min echav v'tam chayechad shuch l'neima, would you have to tell me that? So one says, yeah, you would. Amar Rav Huna, because hocham ha'yaskinan, you know what we're talking about, kigon shayis lo yadiyah ben tayim. He ate a half a kezayis of chaylev, and they told him he ate a half a kezayis of chaylev. And then he forgot, and he ate another half a kezayis of chaylev, one type. Both of them were cooked over here. So that doesn't combine. Except according to Rabban Gamliel, he goes shoyse lo yediyah ben tayim. But for Rabban Gamliel, he d'amar ein yediyah lachatzis shir. He says that the fact that you know about a half of a shir is worthless. That doesn't ruin it, and it's still called behelam echad. And therefore, they do combine, but only according to Rabban Gamliel. And therefore, the half of kezayis that you ate and then had a yediyah about is still called behelam echad because there's no such thing as a yediyah for a half of a shir. That's how you have to resolve this gemara. Gemara continues and says itmar. If a person ate two kizaisim of chaylev in one forgetfulness, now the noda lo al rishon, they tell him you ate chaylev, right? First kizais you ate chaylev. You didn't realize it. You ate chaylev. Then the chazav and noda lo al sheni, and at a later point in time, they only point out to him that the second kizais that he ate was also chaylev. So in this situation, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv Shtayim, you have to bring two karbanos over here, a chatas for the first chaylev. Because you found about it separately, then the chatas that you have to bring for the second chaylev kezayis, because you found about them two separate times. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv Shtayim, because you found that at two separate times, so you chayiv twice. We'll explain this more in the Gemara in a second. And Reish Lakish disagrees. Reish Lakish Amar Eino Chayiv Alachas, you only chayiv one time, because you ate with a forgetfulness Two, kizeisel uchelev. It's one forgetfulness, even though you found out about it at two separate times. Now, what are we talking about? So first we have to explain what the machlokas is based upon the psukim, then we'll explain what the circumstances are of this machlokas. So first we discuss the psukim. Rabbi Yochanan bar Chayev. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yechayev over here, for each one a separate chatos, because it's based upon the pasuk. The pasuk says, Oho da'ilov chatoso, when you find out that you did your sin, Asher chato, then the heavy carbon, you have to bring your carbon, which is a sire, sira zirim tamima, nekeva, a female goat, al chatoso asher chato, for the chait that you did. So we have the pasuk, it says the heavy, and it says al chatoso. So we have al chatoso the heavy. So that's where Rabbi Yochanan says it. You have to bring for each chait that you did, al chatoso. So since you knew about your chait number one, your chayv chatos, at that moment you didn't know about your chait number two. So when you find out about chait number two, you have to bring a separate chatos. That's Rabbi Yochanan's shita. Rish Lakish Amar Patu, he says no, because another pasuk tells us, the chiper olav hakohen mechatoso. Benislachlo mechatoso means some of your chatos, and even if you know some of your chatos, it can bring you a kapara for all of the chatos that you did behelam echad. So Rabbi Yochanan says you need two chatos, and Rish Lakish says one chatos is fine. So Gemara says, what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? So Reish Lakish knew, what does he do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? Haksiv al chatoso vehevi. What does he do with that pasuk? So Gemara says, hahu liachar kapara. It depends. According to Reish Lakish, it's mechaper one for both of them if you didn't bring your chatas. But if you got your kapara, so you brought your chatas, it can't retroactively go work for something that you didn't know about at that point in time. That's what Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk is teaching us, that if you brought your chatas for the first eating, but you still don't know about the second eating, so now when you find out about the second eating, that first chatas can't go and atone for you. You have to bring a new chatas. That's what he uses the pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan to teach us. La'achar kapara. No, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with Reish Lakish's pasuk? Rabbi Yochanan, na'am yihoksiv mechatasov v'nislach lo. That seems to imply even from some of your sin, you can be atoned by bringing that for all of your sins. Shmuel says, Rabbi Yochanan would say, hochem ha'eskin, you know what we're talking about? The case is as follows. He ate a 1.5 shear of chalev. So he didn't eat just the minimal shear. He ate 1.5, a kezayis and a half. And then he finds out, v'nodelo kezayis. They only told him about one kezayis. They didn't tell him about the other half that he ate of a kezayis. So they told him, you ate a kezayis of chalev, yichai v'chatas. No. And then, after that, he now eats another half of kezayis. So in total, he's now eaten two kezayisim. But one and a half was it the first time, a half the second time, but he only knew about the first one. He didn't know about the other half that he ate the first time. So therefore, it's still in the helam of not knowing the forgetfulness of the half of the one and a half that he ate in the first time. So the other half of that kezayis from the first time can combine with the other half that he eats now with the second time, because it's all in the same helam. So mao de tema litzrufu, I might have thought that Rav Yochanan says that they could combine, kamash v'lan, no, that since he got a kapara for the first half of kezayis, even though he didn't know it, that's what he uses the pasuk, mechatoso v'nislaklo, that the other half of the 1.5 kezayis that he didn't know about, the half the kezayis, so that was atoned for when he brought the kezayis chatas chaylev. That's the machlokas over here between Reish Lakish and Yochanan based upon the psukim, and that's how they each learn each other's pasuk. Now we discuss exactly what the circumstances are. So I'm like Ravina Ravashi. Ravina says to Ravashi, the Isyada le kodim afrosha pligi. There's two possible ways to learn the machlokas between Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Did they have their argument even before the hafrasha, before they designated their chatas? For example, ubahai pligi. This is what they're arguing about. Demar sava, Rav Yochanan holds over here, yedios mechalkos. Your knowing that you did something wrong makes it that you can now be atoning for something else, because your yediyah that you ate the first kezayis, that's it. Now it's no longer considered that you're still within that same helam, and anything that you know about subsequently is a different helam, even though it's really technically you ate them both in the same helam, but it's your yediyah when you find out about it that determines it. That's Rav Yochanan's opinion. Umar Sava Reish Lakish holds, hafroshus mechalkos. No, it's when you separate your animal, that's when it's too late. But until you separate it, even though you know about it, that can still combine. So they're only arguing about before the hafrasha. But both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish would agree, avoli achar hafrasha, If you did the hafrasha, then modele Reish Lakish to Rav Yochanan. Then even Reish Lakish would be modele Rav Yochanan that once you did the hafrasha, it's too late. It can't atone for the one that you didn't know about at that point that you did the hafrasha. And in that situation, the chayiv shtayim, everybody agree, it'd be chayiv two chatos. That's one way to look at it. Odilma, maybe not. Maybe it's the exact opposite. The yisyad delay liachar hafrasha pligi. They're only arguing about if you did the hafrasha. In that situation, Reish Lakish says, no, it still works. We don't care. The fact he did that frasha, he didn't bring it yet, so it still can atone for it. Or Yochanan says, no, once he did that frasha, it's too late. Each one is a separate action. And that's what they're arguing about. Ubaha pligi, the mass of our frasha to chalkos. Or Yochanan says, no, your hafrasha makes it that it no longer can work, and now you have to do a separate hafrasha for the second one. Umasava kaparus machalkos. Reish Lakish says it's only the bringing of it. Once you bring it, then it's too late. But just being mafresh it, it's not too late, and it can work on the second one as well. But in this situation, avokodim afrosha, before the afrosha, then everybody's moda, even moda le Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, even Rav Yochanan would be moda Reish Lakish before the afrosha, they know chai velachas, that they can combine, and that one chatos would work for both. So that's the two ways of looking at it. Now the Gemara says there's even a third way of looking at it. Odilma, maybe, be mezu machlokis, that they're actually arguing the entire time, whether it's before the afrosha or after the afrosha, Rav Yochanan says one way and Reish Lakish says the other way. So that's what Ravina says to Rav Ashi. What is this machlokis? And Rav Ashi responds and he says, Amalei, says back to Ravina. Rav Ashi and Ravina were at the end of the Gemara. They were the redactors of the Gemara. So Rav Ashi responds to Ravina, Mistabra. He says the machlokis is like the third opinion, Benzo or Benzo machlokis, that it's they're arguing, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing before and after the hafrasha. And I'll show you why it makes sense to say it that way, he says. Because this HaKodaitach called the hafrasha pligi, because it was only like the first version that they're arguing before the hafrasha, but Reish Lakish would agree with Rav Yochanan after the hafrasha that it's too late. So then, when we said, Modeh le Reish Lakish, Rav Yochanan, the Chayiv Shtayim, so instead of saying, Adamokim le kro liachar kapara, instead of saying that the pasuk is after the kapara, if they're arguing only after the afrasha, if they're arguing as well after the afrasha, look mi liachar afrasha. You should have said not after the kapara, you should have said even after the afrasha. And likewise, viachar afrasha pligi, if you're telling me that they argue after the afrasha, and that before the afrasha, they agree, avokodim afrasha, modeli Rav Yochanan, v'Reish Lakish, de'enu chai v'lachas, then you can't combine them. So then instead of saying, ademoki lei kroa b'chazai sumechsi, instead of giving us the case of the 1.5 and the 0.5, so then, look, make kodim afrasha, just say it's before the afrasha. So that would be a simple way of answering if they were arguing only in before the afrasha, after the afrasha. For the fact that we didn't give any of these answers, it must be that they're arguing Bizu. They're arguing the entire time. Bein before that frasha, bein after that frasha. As long as it's before the actual bringing of the carbon. Rav Yochanan says you have to bring two. And Reish Lakish says you can bring one. And it's only after the actual kapara, that's when Reish Lakish would be molded to Rav Yochanan. Shmuel says maybe not. Maybe when we had this whole shaka v'tarya back and forth, it was an imtim silomar. We're saying maybe this, maybe that. And and this is the way you have to learn it, that they're saying, let's say the machlokus is this, but let's say it's not, then if the machlokus was this, but lavdavka, that they're arguing in both cases. So it says as follows, if you want to say that the machlokus is before the hafrasha, that in that situation, they're having the machlokus only before the hafrasha, in that situation, how does Rav Yochanan understand the pasuk? So he's saying he has to give us the case of the 1.5 and the 0.5. That's the only way to learn it. But maybe not. But if you wanted to say the machlokis is after the hafrasha, so then Reish Lakish then in that situation, how would Reish Lakish understand the pasuk? He's only talking about after kapara. So you can't bring me a proof over here that they're arguing bazoo. And we don't come to a conclusion over here as to what they're arguing about. Could it be before the afrasha? Could it be only after the afrasha? Or could it actually be they're arguing both, bein before and bein after the afrasha? Rav Yochanan says you always have to bring two, and Reish Lakish says you only have to bring one. So we leave this as an iboy de lo shitalei, and that will conclude today's shiur.